Loughborough's dream. At what proved to be near the close of the crisis, Loughborough was given a dream that, when related to the whites on their way to Battle Creek on Monday, September 9, brought some courage to them. Here is his dream. I dreamed that I, with a number of others, members of the Battle Creek Church, was on board a train of cars. The cars were low, I could hardly stand erect in them. They were ill-ventilated, having an odor as though they had not been ventilated for months. The road over which they were passing was very rough, and the cars shook about at a furious rate, sometimes causing our baggage to fall off, and sometimes throwing off some of the passengers. We had to keep stopping to get on our passengers and baggage, or repair the track. We seemed to work some time to make little or no headway. We were indeed a sorry-looking set of travelers. All at once we came to a turntable, large enough to take on the whole train. Brother and Sister White were standing there and, as I stepped off the train, they said, "This train is going all wrong. It must be turned square about." They both laid hold of cranks that moved the machinery turning the table and tugged with all their might. I stood and watched till I saw the train beginning to turn, when I spoke out and said, "It moves," and laid hold to help them. I paid little attention to the train, we were so intent upon performing our labor of turning the table. When we had accomplished this task, we looked up, and the whole train was transformed. Instead of the low, ill-ventilated cars on which we had been riding, there were broad, high, well-ventilated cars, with large, clear windows, the whole trimmed and gilded in a most splendid manner, more elegant than any palace or hotel car I ever saw. The track was level, smooth, and firm. The train was filling up with passengers whose countenances were cheerful and happy, yet wore an expression of assurance and solemnity. All seemed to express the greatest satisfaction at the change which had been wrought, and the greatest confidence in the successful passage of the train. Brother and Sister White were on board this time, their countenances lit up with holy joy.